702 Drive, 20 past four, when Bruce Whitfield joins us a little later for the update from the markets. He'll tell us how the Rand is doing. But sometimes we, according to my next guest, interpret the state of the Rand, either its weakness or strength, in ways that are simply too simplistic. I'll read you the first paragraph from the article he's published today and then introduce him. Many people see the Rand as South Africa's share price. If it strengthens, it is interpreted that the private sector approves of developments and vice versa. We should be careful, he urges, as such interpretations may cause undue and unwarranted uncertainty. Rake van Niekerk is the editor of MoneyWeb. He also hosts the Be A Better Investor podcast daily, and he joins us now on 702 Drive. Very good afternoon to you, Rake. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, good afternoon. Nice being on your show.
So the first example that you cite, and I must admit it was one that caught my eye, was one around the Rand's fall related to polling and the state of the ANC. Take us through the conclusions you drew there.
Yeah, this is not a new type of position I have.
It's
just a thing that happens in the media where, you know, something happens which some people believe is significant news, and then you try to gauge the reaction. And then the first thing people look at is the Rand or the exchange rate. And then you need to link the two. But this case emanates from a election poll from the Social Research Foundation. Mm-hmm. And it showed that the MK party of former President Jacob Zuma could get around 13% of the vote in the 29 May election. And then there was a link made that the Rand depreciated by around 1%. And the conclusion was that the Rand depreciated by 1%. Actually, the word that was used was plummeted due to this poll. And I don't think you can link the two. There needs to be causality. And that's the principle I try to get across.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, I mean, could it be that you could have more than one cause for a development, and you may well rank them hierarchically and say, okay, for example, this or that happened in the United States because it is an economic giant. China would be an equivalent country in terms of its ability to influence world developments. But could you say that the poll and the MK party standing in that poll could be having some effect, but not nearly as much as it's attributed to? And if so, how do you rank things?
On the same day, the U.S. Federal Reserve also published inflation data, U.S. inflation data, and it was worse than expected, and of course the dollar to strengthen, and of course when that happens the Rand weakens. So now you have two factors, potential factors that could have had an impact, and you need to take cognizance of both, but it's not always easy to do. And you need to have some probably subjective interpretation of it. There's definitely not a golden rule on why or what the private sector's reaction is specifically related to the Rand. Remember, the Rand is one of the most liquid currencies in the world.
Okay.
And there are trillions of Rands traded every day. Now, over 80% of those transactions occur outside of South Africa's borders. And the overwhelming majority of that 80% is also comes from traders. You can even look at them as speculators, where they can see they try and make money from movements in the exchange rate. And, you know, within that context, relatively minor developments in South Africa won't really move the currency. It would be definitely much more inclined that international events would have a bigger impact.
So we had an example related to former President Jacob Zuma from your story. You also used an example further back in December 2017 related to the current incumbent President Cyril Ramaphosa. It's an interesting one. Just give us the details of that.
Yes, it's actually a fascinating one, because when President Cyril Ramaphosa was elected as ANC president, we saw just before that the Rand was at around 13.50 to the dollar. And then he got elected and it improved to 13.07. It improved by 3%, and, you know, that is a significant strengthening. And everybody thought, yes, the market, in quotation marks, approved of his appointment. But then the currency continued to strengthen. It reached 12.80 on the 19th of December. And then on Boxing Day, or just on the 27th of December, it reached 12.28.
Right.
Which put it around 10% stronger than it was before the President Cyril Ramaphosa was elected. Now, a few years later, it emerged that there was this individual, it's a South African-born Neil Phillips, and he was a trader, and he took a position on the rand, and he would have made a nice bonus of $20 million if he could get if the exchange rate was around or just under 12.50 against the dollar. Before the end of 2017, or I think the 2nd of January, if I remember correctly. And then he, right, on Christmas Day, started to manipulate the rand. He had a co-partner in crime in Singapore, and they put through the trades. And because of the liquidity over Christmas is really, really low, they managed to strengthen the rand under 12.50, and he pocketed his $20 million. And many journalists and commentators thought that the continued strengthening of the rand was an endorsement by the private sector of President Ramaphosa's election, and it obviously wasn't the case. It was just a rand manipulation.
So Ray, just finally, I mean, you've given us lots of cause for caution. You've given us pointers on where else to look. All of that said, can we not draw some conclusions about either global perceptions of the state of our economy or the quality of our political leadership and their policies from the state of our currency? I fully appreciate that doesn't explain everything, but I would assume it's equally fair to say that we can't say it doesn't explain anything.
No, absolutely not. I just think you need to be, you know, professionally skeptical when you look at these things, specifically in short-term movements.
Right.
Now, you know, 2017, I was actually shocked to see the rand was at, 13 rand against the dollar. Now we're close to, 19 rand against the dollar. So there's definitely been a long-term devaluation. And a lot of that, flows from political uncertainty and distrust. So maybe rather look at the longer-term impact than just focus on the short-term interpretation, because if the rand moves at, in any direction by 1%, it is relatively significant. Then just don't go and look in the news to see what is most prominent and say that is the reason why it moved by 1%, because it's not always the case. That's a major point I'm making.
Thank you so much, Rake van Niekerk. Excellent and interesting piece on the Money website. He is the editor of that title and also hosts the Be a Better Investor podcast. Enjoyed it, and we thought we'd have him on just to talk through some of what goes through his mind when he sees the currency move. 28 minutes past 4.